Hey, you're listening to Soulseek with me, Akshaya Chinava. In this space, you have permission to dream, to learn, to grow, and to break free. Welcome home, my loves. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Soulseek with me, Akshaya. It's a beautiful day today, and I wanted to talk about how we get in our own way, right? How are we oftentimes our own biggest obstacle? And here are some of the things we either think to ourselves or we have on a loop in our minds, right? We tell ourselves, you're not good enough, smart enough, strong enough, thin enough, right? And let me put this in an example to make it a little more clear. So say you're single and you've been looking for a partner, you know, you're in the dating game, you're either on an app or, you know, you've asked your friends to look out for you and things like that. Or maybe you've even hired a professional matchmaker, right? Whatever it is. As you are on your search, if you have this fear that, oh my God, I'm not going to find the right person because I'm not thin enough. I'm not at my goal weight. I'm not pretty enough or handsome enough, right? Maybe he won't like my teeth. Maybe he won't like my car. Maybe he won't like my friends, right? And these thoughts, these self-deprecating thoughts, they actually block us from the thing that we desire the most, right? So in this case, when you're looking for a relationship, if you put all of your attention and energy into all of the ways you would not be right for somebody else, then chances are you're not going to find that person who you are right for. Right? You've set up this energetic block just through these self-deprecating thoughts. But I want to offer you another thought. What if you were exactly what your ideal partner was looking for? Right? What if you are that one unique soul that lights up his or her life? Think about it. You could be your ideal person's perfect partner just as you are now. And let's face it, beyond physical appearance, your career, your ambition, your ability to be a good parent, whatever it is that's important for you when looking for a relationship. If this other person that you're looking for, if they don't light you up and you don't light them up, then what is the fucking point? In a relationship, you have to light each other up. Beyond all of the attractive qualities, right? You have to light each other up. So how have your thoughts gotten in the way of what you desire? Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a new job, right? Whether it's improving your relationship with a parent or a sibling or a friendship. So in a previous episode, I've already talked a little bit about how it took me 2 years to start this podcast. And even before the 2 years, I was so deep in my fear-based thoughts, right? I don't know how to start a podcast. I'm late in the game. Like, you know, people have been podcasting for like over 10 years now. Nobody wants a new podcast. And why would anyone listen to my podcast when there are so many other amazing podcasts out there? Right? These are the thoughts that kept me from beginning, from starting, from even maybe trying to find a solution to what I didn't know about starting a podcast. But something in me kept nagging at me, right? Like that whisper in my soul kept saying, you have to start a podcast. And in 2020, I put on my vision board, start a podcast in 2022. It's set up on my wall. Every single day, I sat down and looked at it because I put it in a place where I just could not miss it. And what this allowed for was it allowed me to begin taking steps, right? I met people who had podcasts. I got on a couple of really beautiful women's podcasts, right? And then I asked them, how did you start? What apps do you use? What equipment do you use? And when they gave me the answers, I thought about, okay, now what do I want to take away from this, right? I'm not going to go out and buy everything that they have, but what is absolutely necessary, bare bones, to start a podcast? I read articles, right? There are lots of articles out there that tell you how to start a podcast, and they'll all list technical information, information about equipment, information about hosting sites and apps and things like that. I even subscribed to an app, which I subscribed to months before I started my podcast, so I didn't use it. And then when I started using it, I saw that it was not the right app for me. I was like, oh, damn. And then I just canceled my subscription. I said, okay, that's all right. I found the one I did want and canceled the one that wasn't working for me. But here's the thing, right? Subscribing to it showed me that, oh, this is not the right one. And then it opened up the doors to looking for the right solution. And then as I took these steps, you know, I just left the door open and people and solutions kept walking in, right? I started figuring things out. And then one day it became clear to me what I wanted to share in my podcast, what my message was going to be. And once I figured that out, I met a podcast planner who helped me plan out the first 5 episodes of my podcast, right? I spent 4 hours with her just talking, going through episode after episode. And I will admit here, I have very much veered from the plan because once I actually started recording, then the details around episodes became even more clear. Right? So I gave myself permission to veer from the plan, to change the plan. And then I was ready. I was ready. I had everything ready to go, but I was still scared. So then I asked my business coach to hold me accountable, which she did. She said, okay, tell me, when are you going to launch? What are you going to do? So I gave her my recording plan. And then I asked her, because she has a podcast, I said, hey, What do you do? Where do you host your podcast? You know, I asked her a few questions and that helped me make my one last final decision. And as I was recording, I followed, you know, like this organic rhythm of my message. And it dawned upon me that I will never run out of ideas for this podcast. I can literally keep going every week. I don't have to make a long list of what I'm going to record right now. But I know that as I keep doing my work, as I keep coaching, all of these beautiful ideas will keep coming to me and I can keep going. And then I want to share with you a really, really important pivotal thought that came into my mind. I will not cancel myself anymore. I was done with it. I was done with wondering, am I good enough to start a podcast? Am I good enough to grow my business? Am I good enough to tell people I'm a life coach and tell them I can help them? I just said, no, I will not cancel myself anymore. I felt this deep desire to share my message, and I felt certain that there were people out there who were waiting for my message. The thought, I will not cancel myself, opened up the possibility for so many new ideas and opened up the possibility that allows me to sit here every week and press record and deliver another episode. So what I'm showing you here is how our thoughts either get in our way and keep us from our desires, our goals, our dreams, and how we can hack our own minds and interrupt the unhelpful thoughts and introduce supportive thoughts that guide you towards your dreams, your desires, your goals, right? So just imagine for a moment what it would feel like to get to that one big goal you have right now. What if you stopped canceling yourself? What if you got out of your own way? What would open up for you? And I'm going to leave you with this one last piece of love here. Keep the door open, my loves. There is a world of possibility out there for you. Just keep it open. It will come. And if you resonated with this episode, with the message that you received today, please like, comment, share with anyone whom you think can benefit from this message, right? You have that friend in mind, you're like, oh my God, she needs to hear this. Share it with her right now. When you open up the doors for yourself, you allow others in your circle to have that same opportunity, right? For the doors to open up for them too. Have a beautiful day, my loves. If you're looking for one-on-one support in finding your vision and your purpose, if you're ready to discover how generational and societal messaging gets in your way, and if you want to learn how to prioritize your needs, your goals, and your dreams so you can live a purposeful life that you love, then my one-on-one coaching is for you. Sign up for a discovery call at akshayachinapa.com. Or just find the link below at the end of the episode. Have a beautiful day, my loves. You deserve to live a life you love.